إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, all living beings will die, and even animals are aware of this, but perhaps the human being, and I'm sure the same thing applies to the jinn, are the only ones who are not only aware of this, but who have a sense of a life after death. And so, not only are they aware that they will die, but there is some aspect of preparing for that death and for preparing for a life that will come after that death happens. And among those human beings and jinn are the Muslims, who are the only ones who actually know what will happen. Many others know something will happen, and practically every time in history, every race, every region, every civilization has some philosophy of life after death or the other. But Islam is the only one which knows for sure, because we are the only ones who have it from the only one who will not die, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who al-hayyu al-qayyum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah, faman zuhziha anin nari wa udkhila al-jannata faqad faz, wa mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means everyone will taste death. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Every living being will taste death. And only on the day of resurrection will you be paid your wages in full. For the good and the bad, only on the day of judgment, of resurrection, shall you be paid your wages in full. And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to Jannah, he indeed is successful. The one who was saved from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, only that person is successful. The life of this world is only the enjoyment of a deception, of a deceiving thing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to that which should be clear to us, and to enable us to see it in the light that is beneficial to us, so that we prepare for this day about which we know, we prepare for this day about which there is no doubt, we prepare for this day which every single one of us will face one day. And we prepare for it in a way which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and is beneficial for us when we actually meet that day. My brothers and sisters, it is very important for us to understand death, because we always, every one of us, we face death, and we will face death. We face the death of our near and dear ones, people who we lived with all our lives, our parents, our children, our spouses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on those who have passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill their qubur with noor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give sabr to the ones who are left behind, to their near and dear ones who feel the pain of the parting very much. It's a paradox that the happier the relationship was in this world, the more the pain the ones who are left behind suffer, whether it is the pain of parting from parents, or whether it's the pain of parting from spouses or children or whatever relationship might be. Friends, for example, I still remember with great pain the passing away of my very, very dear friend Bertie Suarez, and I think that's a hole in my heart which will never be filled. So it's an issue of the closer the relationship was, the more the pain we feel. But because we as Muslims know and understand what death is, it's also therefore very important for us to keep that in perspective and to try to understand death in terms of the reality that we know. And what is that reality? That reality is that death is not the ending. Death is not the ending. Death is not cessation of life. Death is not annihilation. Death is passing from one stage of life to another stage of life. Passing from the Alamul Shahada to the Alamul Barzakh. Just like we came from the Alamul Arwah into the wombs of our mothers, and then from the wombs of our mothers we came into this world, in the same way we will go from this world into the womb of the earth, which is the grave, and then on the day of resurrection we will be resurrected and we will be brought forth and brought to the plane of Hashar, the place of gathering. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us the shade of His throne on the day when there will be no shade except His shade. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the honor and the privilege and the beautiful experience of drinking the water of Al-Kawthar from the blessed hand of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us and to decree for us and to make it our destiny that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we follow behind him and we follow him across the sirat into Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab insha'Allah. So death is the is a passing. The word that we use in Urdu, for example, intiqal, muntaqil huna, to go from one place to another place, to go from this world to that world. This is the reality of death. Now, about the ones who die in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those people specifically and said, الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. These are the people who said, Allah is my Rabb, and then they were on that, and they stood on that with istiqamat, with steadfastness and firmness. And that means that we acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb, لا إله إلا الله, and then we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we said there's no one worthy of worship except Allah. And then we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshipped him, which is the salah, where he said sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, which is the essence of Muhammadur Rasulullah, that we accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our leader, as the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and as his last and final messenger, after whom there is no messenger. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this understanding, where we live our lives in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, obeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living by the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah told us do such and such. Muhammad Rasulullah showed us how to do that. So we take the order of hukum from Allah, we take the method from Muhammad Rasulullah, and that is what Islam is all about. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant for us, because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about his obedient slaves, that when they die, when they make this intiqal, when they go from this state to that state, then in that state, when they reach there, they will meet those that they loved who have passed on before them. Rasulullah mentioned this to Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu anha. When he was dying, he called her close to him, and he whispered into her ear and she started weeping. And then he called her back and he whispered into her ear and she started laughing and smiling. And Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, after Rasulullah passed away many days later, she asked Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu anha about this particular thing, and she said, what was it that happened? I saw you crying and I saw you laughing. She said, my father called me and told me that this was his last day, that he is going to die today. And I started weeping, and he called me back and he said, but don't worry, you are the first of my family who will meet me after I die. And she died within 6 months of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passing away. So this is dalil that we will meet those who we love. We will meet our parents, we will meet our children when we die. Another dalil is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Usman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. He said, ya Usman, he saw him in a dream. Before the dream also, Rasulullah ﷺ predicted the shahada of Usman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, and he said that do not remove the cloak that Allah has given you, meaning he told him do not leave the khilafah. And then he said, and that day, that the day Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu was killed, that night he had a dream And then that day he was fasting, he was reading Quran when he was killed. He, at that in his dream, Rasulullah saw him, met him, and Rasulullah said to him, tomorrow you will be making iftar with us. You will have your breakfast with us. And subhanAllah, this is again proof that we will meet those we love. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that we meet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we love him more than we love anybody else, anyone else among the human beings. We love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love any of the human beings. We love him more than we love our parents. We love him more than we love our children. We love him more than we love our spouses. We love him more than we love anyone else. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah and the beloved of all those who love him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that we meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we die. So my brothers and sisters, the death of a believer is really a day of happiness. As I mentioned in the ayat of Surah Al Imran, which I recited before, Allah said, on that day you are going to receive your rewards. You are going to receive ujurakum yawm al qiyamah. All your ajr you will get on the day of judgment. What is the ajr of the believer? The ajr of the believer is all the reward that he will get for all the good that he did. All the tilawat, all the Quran, all the salah, all the khair, khairat, all of the things that he did, he is going to receive the reward for that. He is going to get the proof of the connection that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believer is going to get, insha'Allah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at him, will purify him, will give him the shade of his arsh. The believer will have the opportunity of gazing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, his jalwa, his ru'ya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will give his didar to the believer. There is no reward better and bigger than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this is what the believer will get. So when the believer dies, the day of the death of the believer, this is the day of greatest happiness for the believer. So while we have our pain and we feel sad and so on because a beloved person who was beloved to us passed away, we must be very clear also in our mind to say that he is passing away, he is going to someone who is more beloved to him than he was to us, who is going to somebody who is going to reward him. He is going to receive the reward for all that he had done in this world. He is going into a place where he will be free, or she will be free from all the difficulties that they had, especially people who reach great old ages. Imagine, I mean, no matter how much you loved them, the fact is that their life in this dunya was a life of difficulty. Every single morning you wake up in the morning, your whole body is paining, difficult to get up, difficult to go to the bathroom, difficult to come back. The whole life is a series of difficulties, increasing difficulties. And believe me, wallahi, no matter how healthy you are, the longer you live, all you have to do is just live long enough and everyone will come onto these stages where you become older and you become weaker and so on. Healthy at 20 is not healthy at 80, is not healthy at 90. They're all healthy, but there's a huge difference between healthy at 20 and healthy at 90. So very important for us to understand, put that into perspective and say, here was a person who had a nice life, beautiful life, but it was a life with difficulty, it was a life with pain, it was a life with suffering. Nobody can deny that. That is actual reality. And now that person has been released. Now that person is free, and that person is now in a place where there is no pain, there is no suffering, there is complete and beautiful salama for this person. That's why in Urdu, again, you know, when we have this term where we ask somebody, we say, "Bhai Yavar Saab, abhi baqayde hayat hain ya nahi hain?" You say, "Mr. Yavar Beg, is he still in the prison of life, or has he been freed?" This is our the way we speak, right? We say, "Baqayde hayat, baqayde yani qayd, hayat ek qayd hai." The life is a prison. And is the person in the prison? And this is from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that this dunya is sijnul mu'min. And he said this dunya is the qaid khana, is the prison of the mu'min. Wa jannatul kafir, and it is the jannah of the person who has no belief, who denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thinks he has everything, he has wealth and he has name and he has fame, but when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect us from that, what is he going to find? He is going to find that the one he denied actually exists. He is going to find that the day he denied actually is going to happen. He will find that the one who he refused to obey when he was given the ikhtiyar, when he was given the opportunity to obey, he refused to obey. Now today he's standing before that one, and now there is no chance of he has no opportunity to go back and redo his life. And that is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this in the Quran in Surah Sajda, وريزر ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فرجنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. He said, "Oh my Nabi, if you could see them standing on the day of judgment with their heads hanging in shame and saying, oh our Rabb, we have seen, we have heard, and they would have seen and they would have heard the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And they say, please return us to this dunya and we are going to become obedient slaves. But of course the day is finished, that door is closed permanently, that door is never going to open. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand what death is, to understand that death is not something to be sad about. It's the death of a mu'min is something for a person to rejoice and say, Alhamdulillah, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb took my father, my mother, my sister, my brother, my husband, my wife, my child, whoever it was, my friend, that Allah took this person in a state of iman, took this person in a state where they were obedient to Allah, took this person in a state where they did not disobey Allah, took this person in a state where they had the opportunity to make tawbah, and we know inshallah that they made tawbah, and our Rabb and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalal, who promised to accept all tawbah. We say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah that my dear one passed away in that stage and now he or she is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu in a state which is free from pain, in a state which is free from every ihtiyaj and every need, a stage where it's a stage now of only reward, of beauty, of a cover of his grave which is lined with the which is furnished with the furnishings of Jannah. The mafrushat of Jannah is furnishing the grave, a grave in which the air conditioning is the breeze from Jannah, a grave which is where the light is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, a grave which is vast as far as the eye can see, a grave which is a garden from among the gardens of Jannah. Alhamdulillah, where could the biggest king and the biggest queen even imagine getting something like that in this dunya? And alhamdulillah, the least of the believers, the least of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get that and more. It is not in my power to describe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give because I have not seen. But I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable all of us to see this one day and to accept this from us and to give us a death where inshallah we will be entitled to his rahmah and we will be entitled to his maghfirah, and to make that day the best day of our lives, a day of great rejoicing for us. And I remind myself and you that let us not spoil that time of joy by going overboard with our grief. Yes, you are sorry. Yes, you are sad. Yes, it is a matter of grief that you lost a dear one. But don't go overboard with that. Don't deny the fact that you know what others don't know. That you have the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to comfort you, that you have the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to comfort you, that you know the reality, and when you know the reality, express that through the smile on your face and say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, my parents, my children, my spouses, whoever, my friends have reached that place, and that is a place, inshallah, I look forward to going there myself one day, and I look forward to meeting them that one day, and I look forward to a time when all of us will meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be gathered with him on the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.